What's up? What's up? Watching the last 2 weeks of basketball in the NBA, watching the Mavs, watching my home team play. It's safe to say Luka Doncic is the most toxic player in NBA history. It's really kind of getting too obvious sometimes, and it's really sad for me to say that, especially with the whole Rick Carlisle new situation of past 2 weeks ago. Or was it last week where, Luka Doncic didn't like how Rick Carlisle was coaching, or Rick Carlisle was treating his teammates, treating Luka's teammates, or I think Luka didn't like the way Rick was treating Dennis Smith Jr. And just, it's great and all, but he's in his fourth year in the NBA. Rick Carlisle is a NBA champion coach. What if I told you a fourth year player declining was calling the shots and was saying, "Hey, I don't want this NBA champion coach." It's very very toxic to just give up on coaches, give up on managers of your team. When you got rid of Rick Carlisle, you got rid of all the assistants. You got rid of a lot of his coaching staff. So just because you don't like the way, let me say this in a very respectful way, you're not going to like everybody. You're not going to love all of your teammates. You're not going to love all your like the where the way your friends might treat some people here and there. You're not going to love everything about everybody. And I think that's a very common thing we know of. And especially let's pull it up. Especially with Luka having career lows in a lot of stats, he's having his worst year since his rookie year. He's declining already, and at 22, it's a very concerning situation. And so you're having a declining player, fourth year in the league, calling the shots. You're having a 22-year-old saying we need to fire our NBA champion coach. It's an extremely toxic move by him, and especially since the high, like last year, they got to the 5 seed. That's great. That's great and all, but that doesn't mean you can just run out players, run out coaches. The Mavs, we are giving Luka way too much leverage when it comes to managing this team. It's a very, very confusing and extremely toxic by Mr. Doncic. And I would say this to him. I would say Luka, he needs to stop taking control of this franchise. This franchise knows how to win. This franchise knows how to win championships or is set up to be in that position. This was an article. I know a lot of people kind of wrote articles about the article. Carlisle resigned. And at the time now, at the time right now, it's looking like we made a bad decision in firing Rick. We're not even in playoff position right now. We're ninth. We're going to be in the ninth versus 10th play-in. I don't consider that playoffs right now to me. We should be a NBA champion bound team, but we are a play-in bound team. What is with that? It's a very, very concerning situation. I mean, the Mavs on a two-game losing streak. We're not even at 500. We're not even above 500. It's looking like we'll probably be a lottery team. You told me we're gonna be a lottery team this year, I would have not believed you for a second. I would have bet $100 that we would be a playoff team. At least, we can't even make the playoffs. And we have the LeBron James, the generation. Something's not adding up. Something's not adding up. The LeBrons, the MJs, the Kobes, they could maybe get away with some toxic decisions here and there, but at least they're making the playoffs. At least they're making the second, third round every year. Luka's never won a playoff series. This is his fourth season. When are we going to stop treating Luka like a baby and treat him more like an adult? And it's just very, very toxic coming out of him. When you have games this year where I went to a game, I went to the Mavs Cavs game last month. Luka's out, or no, Luka's in the game, full squad healthy. We lose by 40. We lose by 30. We're down 35 at one point, and we lose the game. I went to the Mavs game last week where we played the Hornets. Luka's out. We win by 30. We win by 40. We were up by 35 at once. So the way Luka is talking, he seems very egotistical right now. It's an ego mixed with toxicness. Not a good combo. Not a good combo. It isn't. And so when you have an all-star teammate, when you have an up-and-coming star in Jalen Brunson, you have all the weapons. There's no reason why you should be not making the playoffs with any coach. Doesn't matter what the coach is. Doesn't matter. You know, your coach is going to be mean to you sometimes. Coaches are sometimes mean, and I think that's a very – if people played sports, no one really loved their coaches. No one loved their varsity basketball coach. You love them with the respectness. You're not best friends with them. You know, so it's weird to say something like, oh, your coach is not going to be your best friend. He's not. With bringing in Jason Kidd, I think they're trying to make Jason Kidd besties with Luka Doncic. I don't care. We're a worse team now. So I don't care about the bestie stuff when we are in the worst team. I'd rather have the mean coach and win games. And I think that's a very normal statement to say. Last thing, I just want to go under like most toxic players, I guess, currently right now. There's a little article on Reddit. The first toxic player, we have Kyrie Irving. You know, I can see why a lot of people think Kyrie Irving. He's been just blowing up teams left and right, the Cavs, Celtics, Nets. You know, he's kind of sometimes on his own, it feels like, and he's an interesting dude. Not much to say about that. Rajon Rondo, and then third, Dwight Howard. All these guys are toxic, I will say. Luka is probably in this group right now, and so I know Rajon Rondo had probably one of the most hated players in Dallas history. Luka is definitely starting to compete with Rajon Rondo for most toxic player with the Mavs, but I would say Luka is way more toxic right now than Rajon. And so Dwight Howard, he had an unfortunate career, but all this to be said, man, I love Luka. I want Luka to be great. I want the Mavs to be great. But we are the ninth best team in the Western Conference. And no one can make the excuse of like, oh, the West is harder. No, the East is just as hard. The West and the East are very normal, balanced. So we can't be better than the Timberwolves. We can't be better than Ant and Cat. We can't be better than the Lakers, who are struggling. We can't be better than the Nuggets that are just injured. I don't know. It's a weird time in Mavs history right now. And it just seems like Luka is very powerful right now. But I'm not against the power, but I'm against giving power to players that haven't earned it. When you haven't won a playoff series, when you're missing games and the Mavs are perfectly fine, when Jalen Brunson is maybe a lot cheaper and maybe almost just as talented as Luka, I don't know. So maybe looking to trade Luka so we can elevate Jalen Brunson and elevate KP more. I don't know. There's a lot of decisions that the Mavs organization need to make, and it's getting ugly. It's about to get extremely ugly in the city. So I do not want that to happen. Do not want that to happen. So we'll see what happens. Man, it's very, very depressing right now as a Luka fan. Career low and so much. Why is he having a career low in free throws? That's a concern out of his work ethic. Horrible work ethic if you can't get better on free throws each year as a guard. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's all I have for today. All the Mavs, I want them to win. I hope we get in the playoffs this year. I hope we get in a play-in game so we can at least maybe get a chance to make the playoffs. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But yeah, definitely most toxic player in NBA history. And it's sad to see. It's sad to see for sure. Yeah, that's all I have today. I'll give you an update in a couple weeks. Let y'all know what Dallas is really feeling like with Luka or the team itself. Yeah, that's about it. Thank you for watching and see y'all next time. Peace.